and then a gas cook stove, and that's a gas stove in the sitting room, but then the gas got so high and all, and every time we bought a orange wood heater and used it out there on the back porch. Fire it up and get it pretty good and open the doors, it'll keep nearly the whole house warm.
I bet it
will. Yeah.
Do you remember what people call that open area in front of the fireplace?
That open hearth?
That open area in front of the fireplace.
No, I don't. We just always call it the fireplace. I live in several places that have a fireplace, and they just call it the fireplace.
Was there ever a space between the fireplace and, you know, maybe the rug or something like that?
No.
People, you didn't have a hearth?
No. Well, yes, they had a hearth. We had a hearth when they had a fireplace where we lived. Anywhere maybe from 2 or 2.5 feet out here in front of the fireplace. Where if the fire rolled out, it'd be there on the fireplace in the place of the floor. Yeah, it was called a hearth.
Do you remember what people called the big pieces of wood they burned in the fireplace?
Well, there were several different kinds of wood, you know, oak wood, and redwood. Not just regular redwood that they use, you know. An old tree, they call it a redwood tree, you know, and all, and lots of times to make a good backlog and all, and let it burn a long time, it would be a big board arc for a backlog, and that would stay there maybe 2 or 3 days before it burned up.
That's hardwood?
Yeah, add in front of it, you know, the board arc is solid piece of wood, you know, and it lasts a good backlog. We call them backlogs, put them back in the back, and then build back up out in front of smaller fireplace wood. And that's a big old board arc, bigger than that there, or as big as that, you know, would last for 3 or 4 days before it burned up.
Do you remember what people called the wood that they used to start the fire?
Call what?
The wood that they used to start the fire.
Start the fire? Well?
You know, the kind that'll burn real easily.
Well, it was, I don't know. We've always just got a little small stuff to start a fire with, different from different trees and all out there, and start the fire, put our back log on, and then some front log, and put this here smaller stuff in under there and set the fire, and get the fire started from there.
Do you ever call it kindling?
Yeah, kindling. We'd make up a big box of kindling and keep it for that. No, I do that now out there. Got a lot of old pieces of lumber and everything like that, and I'll cut it up and put it in the box and keep it for put in the stove out there on the porch. Start a fire with, you know. Yeah, kindling. You could get kindling off of small limbs and all, or old pieces of lumber and all, make kindling out of that.